I don't know where you found that. I'm just glad I was right from the start. But thank God we have a real football team in this town, and you don't have to deal with the hellscape that my dad does.
I'm sorry, Big G. I didn't.
Damn you, Roger! Damn you! Lions, first impressions. Just leave my team alone. You won a game. It's week one. It's very uneven. You saw the Bengals lose in stunning fashion. You saw the Bills need a huge rally against, check my notes, the Arizona Cardinals. You had craziness. The Cleveland Browns throttled at home, man, as favorites.
Zeke Elliott is scoring touchdowns on you.
You know it's bad.
Right.
So my question to you guys, in a year where I have said I do believe the Detroit Lions are winning the Super Bowl, what are your first impressions of your football team? Now, positive, negative. The overriding positive is it's week one. You didn't play your starters in the preseason. I am more forgiving in that to not expecting this complete performance, this virtuoso performance. We talked Friday in Vegas, Rico. I said, look, guys, I didn't know the Rams were going to lose Puka Nacua again, nor right. did I know they were going to lose multiple offensive linemen beyond missing both starting tackles, which they did.
Right.
The fact is, you had to steal this one. You had to escape. You had to make a few big-time moments to get to overtime.
Right.
And then you garbage canned them. But I'd much rather have that than we're sitting here today and we lost 23-20. So I just, mission accomplished in that sense.
Yeah.
They have a lot of growing to do, especially in the secondary. I think the front seven's got to play better. But overall, one down, 16 to go.
You know what I think this was? I think this was sobering for a lot of fans who thought that they were just going to run out here and score 70 points a game and win 15 games so easily because we're the hotness in the NFL. And what you found out, the NFL is humbling.
Doesn't work that way.
And most of your NFL games come down to one possession.
Or a toe.
Yeah.
Like the Ravens.
So when you win, you don't apologize. You take the win. And
but you clean up your mistakes.
Right.
Getting DJ Reader back is going to help them.
Yeah, you looks have, like he may be back next week.
I think he is. They're going to play him this week. It'll probably be a limited snap count, but he'll play. And look, I don't care about the style points. I care about the quality of football you play. Things are going to go wrong. Bad things are going to happen. Like, it's what was the 1 year, Rico? Did Aaron Rodgers go 48 touchdowns and four picks?
Yeah.
Like, it was like insane, right? Yep. Maybe it was 48 and five. That's not real life.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous.
Now, Jared Goff made a couple errors last night. So did Stafford. I'm just willing to be patient for them. They haven't played together all summer. Lots of new pieces. You want a positive? Rico and I have been on the JMO train all offseason. This will be the year he puts it together because it sounds like he grew up.
Yeah, and for those in the back that swore up and down that Mike and I did not like JMO.
Oh, Christ.
Guys,
again.
He got serious, and you saw it, because Dan Campbell and everybody was saying every day, hey, man, watch out for him. The potential was always there, and now he's living up to that. I think yesterday with his coming out party, very similar to Jahmyr Gibbs last year against the Raiders, was it Monday night, where all of a sudden they played him, and you're like, man, there's no way in the world they will ever hold this kid back. He's going to be a star on this team.
Also, I think the headline from last night, mobile Jared Goff. I think we can put to bed all the Hen and Hooker conversations.
Okay.
It's mobile Goff season.
Let me, no.
That scramble.
Stop.
Mobile Goff.
Okay, stop.
MG.
Stop.
Mobile.
There's mobility and then there's running for your life.
I had to take a double take because I thought I was watching Michael Vick against Boston College.
Cam Newton, is that you?
Mobile Goff.
Peyton Manning looked faster than that.
Mobile Goff. David, when Goff scrambled for the first down and outran a corner, all I thought of was Jim Costa being angry at his TV.
Right. I was like, wait, is that Steve Young?
Mobile Goff. MG. Maybe that's what they could replace the WCF with. MG. Mobile Goff. I loved it. I know he's not mobile, but it was great.
But the fact that it shocked everybody in the stands, it shocked his teammates, it shocked the Rams. I'm like, wait, why is everybody cheering? We got everybody. Coach, he's running. He's never ran before.
Just wait for the read option against the Bucs this week. It's going to be a major weapon.
You know what? I'll throw that in the prop bet casino.
Yaya Diaby. See ya. 248-539-9797. But David, your first impressions of the Super Bowl Lions. Talk to me.
Well, my first impressions is every time you say Super Bowl Lions, I do a double take because I'm like, what is he saying?
But mobile golf.
Mobile golf, whatever.
Thanksgiving.
My first impression here is, yes, they should have played in the preseason. Oh, they looked a little rusty there. Jared Goff was off just a bit.
Take it back.
Okay, I'll take it back.
What if they got hurt?
Okay, well, then let's go with this then. The defensive line didn't get the sacks and the pressure that I thought that they would get, and that was a concern for me the entire offseason. But it is week one. You add DJ Reader to this, it could change
everything. And if you get experience in your secondary, guys, again, you have Brian Branch playing a new role. You have two rookies major in the playing group. You have a new corner in his first year in the scheme in Carlton Davis and a new slot in Amik Robertson. It's going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
And it all works together. So that front playing better will help the back end. The back end, tighten it up in zone coverage. You won't get skewered like you did last night against, by the way, TJ and I did have the how the F is this guy open text exchange again when Nacua died. And I'm going, oh my God, Cooper Kupp, they targeted Cooper Kupp 21 times.
Mm-hmm. You knew where the ball was going. It didn't matter.
Correct.
I give it to Sean McVay. He was able to scheme him open, quick passes, but yeah, the one where he like did the toe drag and they just said, no, we're not even going to let you review it. Next play.
I mean, the ground
up. He actually made the catch.
The ground up shrapnel flew everywhere. Right. I go, oh, that's a catch. I don't know how he did it. Now, can you imagine Kenny making that catch? Both ACLs gone.
And if I can be petty for just a second here, you can keep the receipts. Anybody, you know, Holmes, you can keep them. Where's James Houston at? The guy that you kept instead of trading for a guy at the deadline. Just want to be petty
can
for a second.
Can we let
I'm
it? Or just let it breathe. It's week
let
one.
It
let it, no, just it's week one. Look, if he's a ghost 3-4 weeks into the year, we'll have the conversation.
Okay. Something about that just doesn't pass the sniff test. I mean, the fact that right at on cut day, we're like, and James Houston, James Houston may get cut? Yeah, I think he's fallen out of favor. I thought he was going to play a major role with this team.
I mean, Davenport, listen, if Davenport gets hurt like he usually does, that's when you'll get your real answer. Because if you don't have next man up and it's not him.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Just it's 1 week. And I'll tell you this, plenty of teams would trade places with you. As uneven as your performance was, the fact you couldn't get off the field, it was a weird football game. When the chips were down, you took the football and you hit the Rams with a garbage can again and again and again. And that's what you're going to need to do in winning time in brutally difficult games in December and, God willing, January. You are going to have to run to win when everyone knows you're doing it. And that's your weapon. Beyond all the flash, the pop, and the sizzle, and the fun, your weapon is pizza. You can be, at your best, Alabama. You're going to eat this pizza. Well, I don't want pizza. 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 Now, whether you open up or you don't, you're eating pizza. So here's the deal. Oh, you want to wear the pizza on your forehead? There it is. There's your pizza. You're eating the pizza. You know what I mean. Saban right. Prime, they'd line up and smash and go, we don't care. You know what we're running.
Oh, yeah, I mean, or this the old Nebraska, Oklahoma wishbone. Yeah. Hey, guys, here's the play. He's going to get it. Okay?
Back we're just letting you know. Pizza.
Right, we're just going to let you know. We're going to hand it off to him.
Yes. 248-539-9797. Let me get Tanner in the mix, 97.1. Tan, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. First call of the year. Look forward to talking to you guys in the next couple months here. But you were talking about victory laps. And as a Longhorn Lions fan, I'm going to go ahead and take one for this weekend.
You hit the exacta right there. Good for you.
It had just the best football weekend. I mean, coming up, pretty brutal walk wearing an orange shirt and a cowboy hat into the big house. Pretty nasty, but I didn't get a lot of horns down walking back to the car on Saturday, so that was great.
Well, I'd like to say on behalf of America and programs who don't cheat, thank you for your service.
You're welcome. I am, honestly, last night, little rusty, but I do think I have one gripe that it's been happening in the media a lot, you know, with the interviews with Coach Campbell and even on the station. The amount of time that's spent talking about crowd noise, it's not really riveting radio. We all know what the effects of a good crowd is. And there's just so many other things unpacked in that game last night, particularly, and you guys, and it was in the right before you guys came back on air here, is why was these, how many times did a Lions offensive player slip last night?
Both teams.
I think Gibbs slipped on almost half of his touches, as if he had never ran on turf up until last night.
Yeah, it was very weird. You would have felt, it almost looked like the Brazil game, honestly.
Right.
Like players were flying everywhere on both sides.
Like it had just rained on natural grass. But I'm like, yeah.
I don't have a great answer.
Turf.
Tanner, I wish I did.
I think a lot of people were excited about Isaiah Williams and think that he could be a little bit of a playmaker as they're still trying to sort out, you know, who's going to be that bigger X, Y receiver step up between Patrick and Robinson. So, but they had, you know, Williams was active last night and never once touched the field. But they had James Houston as inactive. While you have Stafford, I mean, great, I think Stafford, as you guys said, I think he played great last night, but and they did put some pressure on him, but, I mean, they couldn't get home at all. You got him sitting wearing, you know, wearing sweatpants on the sideline, and you activated Williams to never step in the field. It just didn't make a lot of sense to me, and I don't know if that was asked of Campbell in his interview today, but that's very interesting. And
I think it's going to be something to monitor, is that if you go a couple weeks into the season and he's on ice, that's a real bad sign. I mean, and again, the fact that it was cut down day and his name was whispered, also a bad sign. Because last year, all of us, and I think the team to a certain extent, was waiting on his return. You know, he'll be back for the playoff. I don't have the answer. The bottom line is, clearly they brought in Marcus Davenport for a reason. Mm-hmm. If Davenport can stay healthy, he can be a good player. He's never stayed healthy. Right. This is the issue. First impressions of your Lions. We briefly touched on U of M and MSU. That's going to be a lot for tomorrow. We have a lot to talk about. And Davis Warren, never change. His postgame comment is one of the funniest damn things I've ever read. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Nah, wasn't M. We beat ourselves. Oh, okay. David, ticket text, and we'll go to the callers.
Teams have figured out golf. Take away the middle of the field. He can't make all the throws like Stafford.
Wait, we're doing a Jared Goff slander deal when he led you down the field. Oh, and he threw a deep ball to J-Mo. Oh, and mobile golf season. We're doing this?
Yeah, there's more. I'm over Goff. He did everything to throw the game away. A bad interception, almost got two more late in the game. Paying him was stupid. I say we start Hooker the rest of the year.
All right. So
okay, stop.
These aren't
real.
Yeah, I refuse to accept that.
They're real.
No, they're not real.
Much like a lot of the articles I read about U of M, they can't be real.
How in the world does somebody walk away with Hooker needs to play?
Tell you what we should do. Joe Burrow out, start Jake Browning. Because Burrow didn't look good in week one. Get rid of him. Is that what we're doing?
That's how it works, right?
Trevor Lawrence did not look great against Miami. They lost a close game. Lawrence is out. Bring Blake Bortles back. Like, you know what? Honestly, in the deep, dark recesses of my mind, I actually hope some of you get what you hope for. Only to bring you to your knees and make you realize what a moron you are.
But hold on. Here's the thing.
Oh, I have more.
You don't.
We know.
Oh, I have.
Your wife told us.
Mike from Clinton Township says, I'm a golf fan. But if I could, I would trade golf for Stafford right now. Stafford looked great.
Was it the no-look pass that Stafford did?
How about the fact Stafford threw a red zone interception and should have had two pick sixes? Well, that Stafford?
I know we're making fun of the whole mobile Stafford, but guys.
Mobile golf season is real. It was like a swan.
It wasn't a swan. It was more like a pigeon.
A very slow-moving refrigerator swan, yes.
No, Kenny, that was a pigeon. That wasn't a swan.
To the people, we go to Chuck, 97.1. Chuck, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
How are you, Chuck?
Pretty good. I was good up until that last text, man. I'm bugging out off of that. Funny thing is, I actually heard some people say they should think about considering replacing somebody else with St. Brown and LaPorta because they play so poorly too.
People have lost it. Damn, people don't know how to handle a good football team, and it's not a video game. You're not going to play amazing every week. Things aren't going to go right every week.
Absolutely. And I'm going to get to my point real quick. I'm going to lay off the offense for a minute. I do have some smaller trepidations. However, I'm willing to let it play out a little bit. Still don't like the second half of these games so far, but it's only game one, so I'm going to let that ride. But however, on the defense, I think the thing that still bothers me is, and I had a conversation with my homie about this, I get the fact that AG system is designed off more so pressures than sacks. I get that. But if I'm being honest, man, I'm tired of getting pressures, man. And then on top of that, you played against five stiffs up there on that offensive line. And we can only come away with one sack. Now I get pressures disrupt a lot of stuff. So do hits on the quarterback. But at the same time, man, you got to get the quarterback on the ground, especially when you got five construction barrels in front of you.
No, I you're not wrong. And Chuck, listen, I'm willing to give it a little bit of leeway for week one. Now next week against the Bucs,
yeah,
you're going to need to get home. They are going to hold the ball. They are going to go vertical.
Yeah.
They want to attack you, which means you will have more time to get there.
7-on-7 is what you can expect.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm willing to wait at least to see how it looks when DJ Reader comes back too, because DJ Reader is an instrumental part of the defense as well. But if I'm just being honest, that was my takeaway. Just the front seven to me didn't have a good game.
That wasn't good.
I have some smaller trepidation on the back end because the back end is young. So I'm not willing to throw them in the fire just yet.
Yeah.
But, Mike, I got to get to you, Mike.
Oh, no.
The pain you felt yesterday, that's the same pain Detroit fans felt 8 years ago when we had to watch that bum dressed in the blue Kool-Aid suit with a pencil in his ear playing against Sam Darnold his rookie year.
I know. Listen, Chuck. Chuck, I know.
The only thing is, the thing that gave us hope was the first play of the game was what, a pick six, right?
Yep.
So we all in. And then what happened the rest of the way? He boat races.
That's
you know
right.
What? I remember that because as soon as I saw that, I'm like, you know what? The Lions have this game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go do something else.
The Jets wore their color rush uniforms and then with the white face masks.
Right, all of a sudden, my boy keeps calling me, and I was like, is everything okay? He was like, I can't believe it. I was like, I'm thinking something happened. Like, somebody died. He was like, man, we lost this game to the Jets. Like, no way.
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, thank you. All these years later, Sam Darnold was able to prime his pump and do the business. Ruining my dad's life. Thanks a lot, Sam Darnold.
Who you guys got next week?
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
I thought, you know what? We don't judge people.
Flap.
We don't judge people after the first week.
You judge the Giants when you look that way.
You're right, Rico. We don't.
We don't judge people after the first week.
Your team's a Super Bowl team. I will give you grace. You know what the Giants deserve? Nothing.
You guys won Super Bowls.
Shut your face. I hope Aaron Rodgers destroys you tonight. I've had enough of you. We're going to Nick. 97.1. Hello, Nick.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing?
How are you almost losing to Bowling Green during Basilac season? You okay?
You know what? Let me tell you something about that game. I mean, there were a lot of, like, underachieving teams this weekend. I mean, did you see that, Boise? Did you see Ashton Jenny run? That dude was unstoppable. Every time Boise State gave him the rock, it looked like he had the star power up from Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, who's Bowling Green like that? You better get your guys Happy Valley in order.
Because the bots came up with the excuses for why we were getting our doors blown off in that game. They're like, oh, well, the QB, you know, he was Tom Allen's QB, who's our DC. He was his QB when he was at the head coach of Alabama. You know, Harold Fineen, he's a future NFL tight end. Man, I don't care if that guy
was awful.
I don't care if that quarterback was his own son. You cannot allow that guy to carve you up in the defense the way he did, i.e. routine checkdowns and short passes that somehow turned into big explosive plays. The DBs and linemen tackling was weak sauce, which caused so many plays to go way further than they should have. The freaking DBs on defense were playing 10 yards off the receivers.
I know.
And then why are you so afraid of getting burned by some of these dudes? You're going up against, like, one guy who's, like, actual NFL talent. And, you know, talk about time in the pump. Let me tell you, Miller Moss for USC was busy priming his pump watching that game. Because if that's how you cover wideouts, boy, Tom Allen is going to have a piano dropped on his head as Miller Moss turns his secondary unit into ash. mean, you gotta wait. Good thing you had a bye weekend. You gotta fix that defense, man. That was the worst performance ever.
Look, Nick,
sloppy sloppy coverage.
I just needed to do a wellness check on two of our listeners today. One of them was Rob in Brighton, Notre Dame Rob.
No,
and the other is you. No one loves Penn State more. And I honestly, as sick as it sounds, I did think of you when Bowling Green was up by 7. And I went, geez,
is this really about to happen?
They put 3 points in the fourth quarter. I'm like, how have we not put this team away yet?
Yeah.
The way was awful.
They had the lead in the fourth, right? Yeah.
Listen.
Bowling Green was winning in the fourth quarter, I thought.
Yeah, I think so.
It's okay.
Listen, breathe.
That cannot happen again. Not again. No matter what.
It's okay. Breathe. Listen, we're up against it. I needed to make sure you were with us. And okay.
I'm okay.
All right.
October's still far away. Pasadena.
I mean, it's Nick, I tell you. Look, we're up against it. I just want to make sure you're okay.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
No one likes Penn State more than that cat.
That's right, guys. It is the drive of the week.
And this
week, I chose the Northern Illinois drive to beat Notre Dame.
You just couldn't give us anything, could you?
No, not at all.
Come
11
on.
Plays, 31
Aiden
yards.
Giles heroics.
Come
you
on.
Couldn't
no,
just
right.
give us one.
No.
Kick
couldn't.
The field goal.
Couldn't at all.
Or
no.
David, it could have made your job easier. Aiden Giles drops back 77 yards. Nick Marsh, touchdown.
No,
that's your drive of the week.
We'll go with the game-winning field goal for Northern Illinois. That is
so
your drive
selfish.
Of the week.
Whoa. The Huskies will be in the playoff, don't you think, Northern Illinois?
No. Sorry, I don't mean to be the deflator.
Somebody lame has to get in, don't they?
Why not Boise?
I got
that's
Memphis.
Not a loss if
no,
you're
no,
Boise.
No, I know. That
that's
was,
actually
that was
a win.
See,
mm-hmm.
I was nervous. I need Memphis to be in there.
Why?
For certain reasons.
Oh,
well, you better beat Florida State. Let's go.
Right. Here's my question. You guys do it every year, the Big Ten Power Rankings.
Oh, God, those are tomorrow, aren't
okay,
they?
Okay, so I love the Big Ten Power Rankings. Now there's 18 teams, right. So I am dying to
take
know.
Forever.
I'm dying. Can you give me a sneak preview? Michigan State. Who's ranked higher? Come on.
I don't know yet, but I'm thinking I may just cap it at 14, and four teams may not get mentioned.
Well, I kind of like that.
You're going to go English Premier League.
Yeah.
You're going to relegate teams.
Yeah.
I kind of dig that.
Only 14 teams will get mentioned, and the bottom four didn't make the cut.
Uh-huh. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that,
I'm
too.
I'm fine with that.
That was the earliest Rieger's ever trolled on something, by the way.
What do you mean?
Shortly after that game ended, he was looking forward to Michigan State, Michigan.
I don't understand
I appreciate that you read my Twitter. Thank you. Means
well,
world,
it pops it. Out, and it's always obnoxious.
Please, Bob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to calm down.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, hello. I've been trying to tell him that for years.
That's all. Just a little fun.
Now, are Lions fans, because I detected after the game, and it's a good evolution of Lions fans, they were like happy with the win, but, should there be buts after that game?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm fine with that when you have higher standards. That's you should it. Have butts.
The goal is to win the Super Bowl and have a parade down Woodward. So the standard is different. Now, while I am thrilled they won, and I think it's a credit to the roster they built that you can not play your best and still win, hard to do in the NFL. No, we have to begin talking about them the way you talk about the Chiefs or the Ravens.
Exactly.
Or the Niners.
I agree. And Stafford played out of his mind. Okay.
Until that
if you wondered how badly he wanted to win, he was getting clobbered every other play because their offensive line was completely gone.
They had AJ or Curry at left.
I know.
Okay. He was terrible
Who
at
I
state.
Didn't know was in
I
the
didn't
league.
Either.
Like last time I heard, he was on a practice squad.
And he's the one that held Hutchinson near the goal line that changed the game.
Correct.
That holding penalty.
Also correct.
Yes, also correct. Yeah.
And Puka Nacua is dead again, by the way, week to week.
Yes.
A re-aggravation of the training camp injury.
He didn't look right from the very get-go to begin with.
Of course, because I had him for an anytime touchdown. So,
where did all their offensive linemen go? They just disappeared.
Well, Eric Jackson
is suspended
the first four games.
The other guy's hurt.
Havenstein needs one more week to get healthy.
Okay.
They lost Steven Avila, their left guard, during the game.
Yep.
I don't know what's wrong with him.
Okay.
And then the backup, Bobby Noteboom.
Bloom.
He got carted off.
Yeah.
I mean, they were one injury from playing.
That's why it was amazing what Stafford was doing, I thought.
That's why I want to see the front seven play better this week against Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I just thought that the defense should have just teed off. Like, guys, It's never going to get this easy.
But the pressures were up.
They tried to. He got rid of it.
He got rid of the ball quick.
Within 2 seconds, yeah.
Or he shook off the Hutchinson ones, Davenport ones.
What about mobile Goff season?
Oh, yeah. You know, the problem was he was so winded, he almost threw a pick two passes later.
You know what? He was too graceful for that corner.
No.
Third and six, he just takes it. He got eight.
I don't mean this negatively. He runs like a giraffe, doesn't he? He's all arms
and legs. Is he 7'5"?
Yes.
All I know is it was graceful.
But a strong giraffe.
And a first down.
Yeah.
Mobile Goff.
You're going to try to make this happen.
And then he turned it over quickly after.
Hey, I already got a tip. What? They're putting a read option in the install.
They should.
No, because we did have some people who said, hey, Hendon Hooker should get a start. I don't know what they were.
Nobody said that today.
Bob, you
know. No, they didn't.
Yeah, I read
David three
texts.
Said that?
No.
David sent the text then.
Honestly, I thought it was Rieger. I was
like,
was that
Rieger? No, I like Hooker and all, but, you know, not the start.
Hatchet, you sent that text.
Hatchet might be right about that 6-6 prediction for Michigan. That's what I was thinking about all weekend.
Right. Stop
you might
it,
be
Jeff.
Right.
What's coming up next? We're out of here.
We're going to talk about Lions. Wojo's going to tell me how bad Michigan football is and why everybody
Rieger
should be fired.
Has a one-track mind, doesn't
why
he?
Why can't you just save the U of M stuff for tomorrow?
Because we are.
It's a Lions thing.
We're not on tomorrow,
you're not?
Hopefully the Tigers get rain delayed. Are we excited, by the way? If Minnesota loses today, it's 3 with 18.
No. What does Fangraph say?
7.2%.
It's actually going down. They were at 1.9.
Okay, my point is, I can't go crazy when the percentages are the percentages. You're right. If Minnesota loses another 6 in a row, I mean, they've been morbid, but you still have other teams to contend with.
We're watching tonight. The Twins are on tonight, right?
FS1.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Double TV.
I'll be watching Jets-Niners. You let me know how that goes.
Me too.
97.1.
Woo!